In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Do you know that God promises us what he promised Jesus? Because what Jesus does, he gives to the church on the day of Pentecost. I'm looking at Luke 4, verse 16. When he came to Nazareth, this is after the temptation scenes, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Oh yes, the Spirit of the Lord is upon the church to open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, to get the captives free, to open the wheelchairs, that they would be healed in the name of Jesus. But you see, we don't often see it. We think, well, this is what Jesus said about himself. But now it's the time of the Holy Spirit, and the church must be doing these things. This is the fulfillment of Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Is he upon you today? If you're a believer, he is. And what has he done? He has anointed you to open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, those that are spiritually dead, to proclaim a year of favor, to release captives. There are so many captives, and Jesus wants to release them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you in the Holy Spirit today? Are you a captive today? He wants to release you by his love. It's not by your trying. Trying gets you nowhere. It's by his love. Just open your hands and say, "Love me, love me, love me. Release the captive within me. I need you to release me. I need you now. Love me, love me, love me."
There's such a mighty move of God going on at St. John's. In the last week and a half, I've seen God move more powerfully than I've seen him move in all the 6 years I've been in the Lord. We've seen Heather come out of the wheelchair and walk and give us a wheelchair as a relic, never to go back. I just received a text from someone we were praying for last night. She said that in her spirit, she saw a stone altar fall apart as we were breaking dedications to Satan. That we come to set free the oppressed, to work miracles by the power of the Holy Spirit, to release the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is among us. It's upon you. It's upon me. When Jesus comes, miracles follow. No miracles, no Jesus. No power of God, no Jesus. In the Bible, everywhere Jesus went, He did one of three things. He set the captives free, he healed the sick, and he evangelized everyone. And when Jesus released his power in his word, it was attractive to everyone. Jesus was undeniable to everyone except the Pharisees. No one denied Jesus because Jesus came with his love. That's the real power of God. And in the love of God, the pain melts away. The strongholds melt away. The chains to the enemy and to the trauma melt away. Yesterday at the prayer meeting, we got a word that people, there was like a spider web attaching them to their past. But Jesus came to set the captives free. And we had an altar call for anyone. If you felt really bound to your past, like you couldn't break free, the Lord was going to do it now. And everyone came to the front as we laid hands on people. The power of God hit them. People became slain in the spirit. Jesus released angels and miracles started to happen. But you know, God is outside space and time. And Father Tom is going to release that same blessing and prayer to you now. And if you're listening to the radio right now, it's because Jesus chose today to give you a greater realm of his freedom. Today, for him to release his power into you. Today, to let the love of God overshadow you. So all you have to do is believe and receive by faith.
Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of his cross, set the captives free. Oh. Now, by the power of the blood, set the captives free as we proclaim the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of thingdom, but the kingdom of God. Set the captives free, free from lust, free from stealing, free from torment, free from anxiety. Set the captives free in the name of Jesus. By the power of his blood, by the power of his resurrection. Oh yes, how the captives need to be set free. And yet, how many people go to church and leave the same way they came in? How no sad more. That is. That's sad.
No more.
That's sad. It shouldn't be. We're receiving the Word of God at Mass. We're receiving the Eucharist at Mass. We're receiving the power of God at Mass. We should not be leaving the same way that we came in. Something should have happened to us. Something should be happening to us. The captives within us should be set free. I see ropes around a person, and I see these ropes coming off, unraveling in the name of Jesus by the power of the cross. Oh yes, these ropes falling off you in the name of Jesus. Stand up, do a little jumping, do a little dancing. Let those ropes fall off you today because he's come to set the captive free. You might be captive in your own mind. You're not thinking very much of yourself, even hating yourself. Listen, God loves you. You have no right to hate yourself. I don't care what you've done and how many times you've done it. God is in love with you in Jesus Christ. I don't care how many times you've done it. He forgives you by his blood. That's why we have a sacrament called penance.
I love penance. I love confession so much. But, you know, we're in the end times. We're in these days where the power of God and Jesus wants to move mightily. And Jesus wants to move mightily in your life. Jesus wants to move in you and through you. First, we come to receive. We've got to receive the power of God. Come to where the power of God is and let Jesus heal you, flow through you. And then you can go and release that power across everyone you've come across. You know, it's wonderful because in these days, people used to have to wait forever to see a prophet. We have access to every great prophet through the internet, through YouTube, through anything, through all these media sources. And we just need to access it. You know, the greatest gift God can give us is a hunger for Jesus. Are you hungry for Jesus, or are you hungry for the things of this world? Are you hungry for the gifts of heaven, or are you hungry for Jesus to help you get a new car, a new house? You know, Jesus cares about all of our needs, and he'll help us with our prayers. But let's pray for the greater gifts, the spiritual gifts. I don't care what car I drive. I care that Jesus uses me and the power of God is displayed through my life. And I see Jesus work miracles, heal the sick, free the oppressed, convert the sinners, do wonders in this earth. You know, because in this earth, everyone's playing a game. But 99% of people are playing the wrong game. They're playing for worldly treasures. They're praying for grace upon this earth. I'm playing, Father Tom's playing. God wants you to be playing for heavenly treasures. That we're sowing, that every good deed we do, Jesus is building a mansion for you in heaven that will last all of eternity. That you are winning souls for the kingdom of God. We are only on this earth for a short time, but for such a big reason. For such a big reason. If I live my whole life and only won one soul to the Lord, that would be an infinite realm of glory. That would be infinite goodness. My whole life would be worth living just for one soul.
One soul. And the saints cried out, souls, souls, souls. God wants you to reap a harvest of souls. Father Matt just came home from a retreat, and I'm praying that there be a harvest that happened through this retreat, that all the seeds that were planted would be harvested for souls, souls, souls. You know, it's all about people. God so loved people that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. God did not send the Son to condemn the people, but that we might be saved through him. It's all about being saved. It's all about being established in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Pentecost is what the church is living in now. These are the days of the Holy Spirit until Jesus comes in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. Pentecost is where the church is living. But how many churches are living in the Pentecostal experience? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has opened the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, set captives free, proclaimed liberty to the captives. How many of us are living that way? Not too many of us. We listen to the radio and it's wonderful. But if you don't do what's being said, it's like falling on deaf ears. Seeds are falling, but they're on rocky ground. You've got to do what's being said, because love is all about what we do, not how we speak. I remember people saying to me, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. But when I had a hard time, they didn't love me. They never loved me. Love has something to do with your hands, not with your mouth. Are you using your hands to bring blessings to the captives, to set the captives free? Are you using your hands to deliver people? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Right now, the Lord wants to break whatever you have in your life. I have this prayer card in front of me, and Jesus told me to read it. So whatever you're going through today, if it's fear, anxiety, poverty, being passive, just think of it in your mind and fill in the blank when I say now. Angels of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign King, through the intercession of Mary, Queen of the Angels, and Saint Joseph, Terror of Demons, I ask you to dispatch as many angels necessary to bind the spirit of Say it out loud. Is it a spirit of fear? Is it a spirit of lack? Is it a spirit of anger? Is it a spirit of poverty? Just release it. Father, I thank you for the gift of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, we release the anointing and the fire of God to come upon you, to burn up every stronghold in your mind, every spirit of fear, passivity, lack, any spirit preventing you from coming into your kingdom purpose. God created you with the land and a purpose to serve his kingdom, and serve his kingdom with power, and serve his kingdom with might, and serve his kingdom in the spirit of victory. Victory, victory. We release that victory from Calvary. We're not battling for victory. In your life, you're going forth and you're enforcing the victory, because from the cross, Jesus released victory into your life.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, what? Get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Unbinding is mine. Unbinding is mine. Unbinding today is mine. I told Satan,
what?
Get thee behind. Unbinding today is mine. He's got the whole world in his hands, got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands, whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother and sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother and sister, in his hands. He doesn't want you afraid anymore. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. He doesn't want you tormented anymore. He never gives out torment. That's from someone else. That's not from God. You might say, but I've had this all my life. It's time to set the captive free.
Amen.
It's time now to set the captive free. How do I do that? Lord Jesus, set me free. You came to call sinners and to set the captives free. Set me free now. Set me free now. Set me free now. I need your freedom. For freedom, Christ has set you free. For freedom, Christ has set you free. He wants you to be free, free, free. Not bound, not bound, not bound.
And he's given you victory. He's given you every weapon and every grace in the spiritual realm, it says in Ephesians. Jesus has done it all at the cross. He's already done and given you everything you need. Now we just need to believe it and receive it. Believe it and receive it. Believe it and receive it. Jesus isn't going to shed any more blood. He doesn't need to. He already shed all the blood on the cross that he needs for you to walk in victory. We need victory in our mind. We need to know who we are in Jesus Christ. We need to know the inheritance in the saints. In Jesus Christ, you are a victor. You are more than a conqueror. You have the authority of God within you. We want to walk in authority in this realm. When you wake up, the devil is shaking. He says, oh no. Jennifer is awake today. Oh no. Jessica is awake today. Oh no. Luke is awake today. He's going to do damage to my kingdom. He's going to steal souls from me. He's going to release the power of God. He's going to bring Jesus upon this earth, because Jesus uses vessels, and Jesus wants to use you as a vessel. But first, to be healed, we need to receive healing. We need to open up to everything Jesus wants to do to us, through us, for us. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus. It's not about you. It's all about Jesus. Jesus just wants to move through us, but are we open to let Jesus do? Not my will, but your will be done, Lord. It's not about how we feel. It's about what you do. It's not about how we feel. It's about what I do. Like Father said, people can say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus. And we can feel that, but we need action. We need faith without works is dead. We need to do. Go carry out the greater works of the Lord. Because if we say we love someone, but we don't have any works to show it, is that really love? Is that really love? If I say, Father Tom, I love you, but he's sick and he needs someone to be there and I'm not there, do I really love him? Do you love Jesus today? Go step out in faith. Because when you minister to the people of Jesus, the secret is Jesus comes and he ministers directly to you.
The last word of Jesus on the cross in John's gospel, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. I have absorbed every man, woman, and child into my sacred heart. I have given healing for the sick, liberty to captives. It is finished. No more needs to be done. I've absorbed it all on the cross. Oh, how we need to preach the cross. How we need to preach the blood. How we need to preach the redemption. By his stripes, we are healed.
So what I'm seeing right now is I'm seeing the Lord untangling webs in your mind. That there's webs, even almost spider webs, that are locking you to your past, making you confused, fearful, anxious. Just binding you up. I see Jesus coming with an axe and cutting that down. And I'm seeing the God's golden glory flowing into you. From the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet, I'm seeing Jesus release the glory of God to fill every cell and atom of your body. And in this glory, there is the blueprints of heaven. There's the power of heaven. There's the healing of heaven. There's all the goodness of God. There's the peace that passes all understanding. But what I'm seeing is the Lord is putting you as you are in your life as a ministry. Maybe me and Father are called to do the radio, but you're called to ministry. I see people walking through the grocery store and you giving a simple word to someone, asking them to pray. See another woman going into a gas station and praying for the attendant. I see a man who's going to the gym right now. And you're going to just release the kingdom of God. You're going to be nervous, but you're going to just say, you know, man, Jesus, he just wanted me to tell you he loves you and the kingdom of God is at hand. Would you like to receive the kingdom of God right now? And you're just going to put your hand on his shoulder. You know, to release the kingdom of God, it's all about being authentic. Tell us what Josh Mills told us about the waitress, how to get anyone saved.
There are two types of waitresses, one that is saved and one that's waiting to be saved. There are two types of people at the gym, one that is saved and one that is waiting to be saved. Oh, yes.
Which one are you?
Well, which one are you? I don't know. I don't know.
I haven't been saved. So you're about to be saved. Give me your hand. Pray after me, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I give you permission to come into my heart and be the Lord and Savior of my life. Amen. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit and fire. Then you just ask Jesus to do it. Just get ready. Get ready. Get ready to catch him because they might fall out under the power of God. You know, Jesus loves to show off. And when we're in a public setting, Jesus shows off. That's what I've witnessed. As I've done ministry in the streets and I've been surrounded in Salem, maybe outside the witch house or at the tours or where people are, that's when the power of God really hits people. Sometimes they get slain in the spirit. Sometimes they start getting freedom. Why? Why does Jesus do it like that there? because for everyone around, it's a witness that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is now. The kingdom of God is in the midst of us. And the kingdom of God wants to come upon you so you can release it upon everyone you come across. Father, release the anointing of the kingdom of God, the fire of God, that they will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. The captives will be set free.
In the Our Father, we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. O God, the kingdom has come through the cross, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. O Jesus, by the power of your blood, by the power of your cross, by the power of your resurrection, open up the kingdom in the hearts of men, women, and children who hear this broadcast. Open up your kingdom and let them know it's about heaven. It's not about earth. It's what's happening in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants heaven on earth through the proclamation of the gospel. God wants heaven on earth through the laying on of hands. God wants heaven on earth through setting the captives free. There is no one in heaven that's captive. There is no one in heaven that's tormented. There is no one in heaven that's anxious. God wants you free today because the kingdom of God has come upon you. Blessed be God. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be his most sacred heart. Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.